Gun chest uncut, yeah, you know that's us. Where we only speak the real and the real rock with us. Where we motivate the people and politic on success. Oh no, we ain't DJ Khaled, but they swear we the best. Gun chest uncut.
What's happening? It's Contrast Uncut. It's season 3, episode 6. Man, big shout outs to Uncle Snoop's Army and Bobby D Presents. I appreciate you, brothers. It's your host, DJ Juan Dollar, like I won some money. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we got one of them incredibly, incredibly dope special guests. You know, he's from Irvington, New Jersey. He's known for being an entertainer, rapper, and philanthropist who prides himself on helping others, making the world a better place. His brother has been seen on IG quickly and also became a household name even faster. Brother been on films from I Got the Hook Up 2 to The After Party. Seen him on Insta Famous, Wildin' Out, and many more. As an artist, his brother has worked with some of the biggest names in the industry. From Flip De Niro to Lil TJ to Jadakiss, Lil Yachty, just to name a few. And if you don't know who I'm talking about by now, it's all good. We got all episode to chop it up with Fatboy SSE. What's happening, brother?
Yo, man, it's your boy Fatboy SSE DJ. Oh, man, what's up, bro? You already know, man. I appreciate you for having me, man. It's all love, man, for real.
Blessings, man. Blessings. You know, time's the most finite thing we have on this earth, bro. So I appreciate your time. On everything, bro. So I got this quote, you know, let me know how this quote relates to you, or if it doesn't, it's all good. The idea is to get you to talk about it. You have to grab moments when they happen. I like to improvise and ad-lib. Denzel Washington.
Ooh, that's dope right there. You definitely gotta, when you get a chance to do some more opportunity, you definitely gotta take it. You can't stop, you can't think about it, you just gotta go do it. Because if you don't, you're gonna regret that I should've did it. You don't want no shoulda, coulda, woulda.
On everything. Then there's moments that you sleep on and be like, fuck.
Facts.
It passed you.
Yeah, facts.
Talking about it, bro, we already going into it. And talking about entertainment, did the game choose you or did you choose the game?
Basically, the game chose me because, like, I didn't know what I was going to do, like, with my life. Like, tell you the truth, I ain't graduated high school. Shout out to everybody that is graduating high school. Staying in school, I ain't graduated, so I didn't really know what I was going to do, you feel me? So at the end of the day, And Instagram just like blessed me and saved my life basically, because I'd have been like damn near lost cause, you know what I'm saying? So that should definitely help.
No, I feel you, bro, because that created a platform that allowed your talent to be seen, not just around the neighborhood, around your folks, but around everywhere.
Around the globe. I got fans and supporters in Zimbabwe and Paris, like, I got people all over, so it's a blessing in disguise, you know what I'm saying? I love it, man. I appreciate Instagram, the founder of Instagram, whoever. Actually, it also was my talents too, but it gave us a platform to broadcast that to the world and the world to get a liking of us, so it's a blessing.
But, bro, the other blessing is that you also chose the game too. You wasn't just in the light and was like, that's just it. This is cool. But you decided like, man, no, I got more talents. Let me go ahead and keep on inserting them and see how the world responds. And, you know, 15 million streams later on 3 different projects, you know, here we are today where it's like, we got blessings on blessings to talk about them gifts.
Facts, man. Like, I rap, I do everything, so. It's just crazy to see like how it transitioned from doing like the skits and like everything transitioned, like doing movies, being on a real live set. So it's just dope in itself to be like going from doing skits on Instagram to really like doing a movie on set, like reading the script, you know? So it's just crazy, like that shit cool.
Do you got a preference? Would you rather do your own ad-lib, improvise like skits, or would you rather be on set with a script telling you what to do it?
I love improv. When you give me the script, I'm gonna do it my way. Like, any movie I do, any directors out there, I'm gonna put my feel on it, because that's what we're supposed to do as entertainers, that's what we're supposed to do as creators. Like, put your own feel on it. If somebody tell you say water, you don't have to say water. Like, you can say, I want water. Like, you can say it however you want, you know? So you can just flip it. So that's what I like to do. I'm gonna keep it in that context and that circumference, but I'm gonna say it my way. And if you don't like it, we just go back and forth. Like, you just tell me, you know, like, that's how I like to do it, like improv.
So I want to go into your first big opportunity, your, you know, your confirmation that entertainment is what you're supposed to do. Because, mm-hmm. you know, the street life can be fast and comfortable just because it's what we're used to seeing, what we're used to being around, and it's quick money.
Yes, right.
And so, you know, when you have that moment, we got to balance and be like, all right, I'm going to take this step because this is what I'm thinking about doing. What was the first confirmation that I need to step away?
The first confirmation when Diddy called my phone. When I had Puffy call my phone, so that was the biggest confirmation. Like, I knew that I was doing something right, you know, because he one of the greats, one of the legends. Right. So when he called my phone personally, like, I knew I was doing something right, so I just had to keep hustling and keep going.
No, for real. Now, bruh, talking about music, Found Myself is one of my favorite tracks of yours.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
Like, you know, it's deep, and it tells a story of pretty much, you know, the level of what you're able, capable of, like the lifestyle, the struggle to success, the happiness, the joy, but also the party and the play. And so, you know, all of that's within there. So I wanted to ask you, like, what was your favorite three songs so far of yours that you've made?
My three favorite songs, one is called Fly Away. I just recorded it. That's one of my favorite songs. Found Myself and the song named after my wife called Tiana. I love that song. I love all three of the songs. I just recorded one of the songs like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. So that became my favorite, like, my favorite.
Bad, bro.
I got a lot of favorites, but them three, the top.
Nah, they stand out. Like, you know, the best thing about what we do, bro, is like when you being organic and you spitting out what's real, it's coming from the heart.
Yeah.
It ain't no, like, you feel me? It ain't no feeling.
Yeah, fact. That's the ooh-wees right there. Them three right there, the ooh-wee.
So, bro, I got Found Myself, Upset, and Booby Trap, or you feel me, my three right now.
Oh,
now,
thank you.
You know, I ain't heard the unreleased stuff, you feel me?
Went privilege. You gotta get my album, too. Like, I released my album last year, August 30th.
Okay.
Yeah, my album, the song that you like is on my mixtape, Booby from the Block, that I released in 2018. I just released my album, my official album, my first debut album, August 30th.
Yes, sir.
Damn, I'm getting fucked up right now.
Shit, bro, we almost had a year from that.
Yeah, fact.
Yeah, right on.
The 30th this year, the 30th this month, gonna make it a year since that joint, so that's the anniversary of the album.
What have been some of the highs and lows you face as an entertainer so far?
Basically, success, man. Success is a drug, you know, like, you gotta know how to cope it and deal with it. There's a lot of things that go on in your life that you gotta know how to deal with and take it every day and never give up, you know? So yeah, it's crazy. Say the question again.
Some of your highs and lows. No, but you blew it. Cause bro, you said success and that thing is like, it's double set. It's a double.
Highs and lows, man. You gonna lose people on this ride. It's just a lot, man. Like, it just like, it's dope to see, like, to grow and everything, but it just like, you gotta be ready for it. You gotta be mentally and physically prepared. You feel me? You gotta be 100% knowing what you wanna do, 100% focused. You can't let nobody trick you out your spot, nobody. You gotta be 100% ready to go, facts.
Now, when you come to success, what part of the success do you consider the high, and what would you say is your definition of success?
I can't really put a nail on definition of success, but I can tell you this, success, it's a beautiful thing once you, like, you helping your family and doing, like, certain things that you never did before and taking trips and seeing different parts of the world and having love, you know? Like, spreading more love, just helping people and just, like, living your life. Like, that's what it basically is about, you know what I'm saying? It ain't about the money. It ain't about the jewelry, the cars, and the clothes. That's all rewards and trophies of your hard work. But the real success is, like, going to the beach and looking at the water and, like, helping you, seeing your family enjoy themselves and see, like, you enjoying yourself and see how far you become and see how far you're gonna go, you know, like, right. Just the looking on the outside of all the glitz and the glamour.
The process of the journey.
Yeah, the process of the journey, because the slow grind is the best grind to me. I just don't want to, like, blow up and then go crazy. I want the slow grind, because the slow grind, you're going to learn everything. You're going to learn steps, and you're going to go through the trials and tribulations. And then when you really get there, you're going to understand everything that you went through. When you just go from boom to, like, you just blow up overnight, you know what I'm saying? You don't really know how to take that, right? You don't really know how to cope. You just like, yo, I'm a superstar now. You gotta go in that mode. No, love the slow grind. So that's what basically I'm doing, the slow grind. So.
Yes, sir. No, I just said it earlier today with my brother. I was like, you know, if you got this fast penny and the slow penny, you're going to end up spending that penny the same way.
Yeah, fast.
But if you got a process to slow it down and process that shit,
yeah,
you're going to save more of that penny instead of spending it because you're going to cherish it a little bit more.
Facts.
And so, you know, that's real value. I do want to speak on the journey into the big screen, you know, the lead roles in film, really showing how you can make it of any obstacle in front of you and recognizing your gifts. So like, you know, my question is what have been like the challenges for you that you had to face to get to the big screen?
Like,
because there's no comfort zone, because like it took a while. It's probably like probably the past 10 years they really start accepting real shit. It's only been a few.
Facts.
Shout out to Snoop. Snoop gets to play Snoop in all his movies.
Yeah, facts.
But it's rare that you get to see people recognized for their true gifts, and that's actually a part of society. Like, it don't matter where you go, these people exist, and it creates the rest of the foundation of where you go, where it's home.
Facts. Yeah, the biggest challenge for me was being on set and just learning how to read a script. You know, like, that was the biggest challenge for me. I'm going to keep it 100. Because I've never been on, like, when I did the lead role for I Got the Hook Up 2, I've never been, like, on a real set. Like, I did After Party, but that was, like, a little, like, line. But I was there from 6 a.m. to 6 a.m., like, on Master P on I Got the Hook Up 2. So the biggest challenge for me was, like, packing down my script, but I got it though. Like, I got it, like, with all things with God as possible. I knew what I was gonna do, I knew what I was gonna conquer, and I did it.
Man, amen to that, bro.
Thanks.
What would you be doing if you weren't in entertainment?
Ooh, shit. I don't know, man. I'd be a porn star or something, man. So, you know, I don't know. I don't even know, to tell you the truth. I'd probably be on the block selling some blood or something.
It's a legal hustle right now.
Facts. I got my pack. I got my own. Lung smacker. Everybody, smoke lung smacker and get your lungs right. Stop playing with me. You know what I'm saying? This lung smacker had the whole back of your head swollen. Stop playing with me.
Have your nose burning?
Well, your nose burning, your asshole burning, everything.
10-second drops?
Yes, everything. You know how you take them shits in your ass, you be like, man, what my ass? Like, it's a little hot. You know what I'm saying? You know when you be like, man, this shit, I got you, never took a shit today. Fuck. That's how that shit gonna have you.
Oh,
that lung smacker was a motherfucker, that shit.
Yeah. Don't sleep on the lung smacker.
Please don't.
Not at
you
all.
You won't be asleep. You won't be asleep. You'll be asleep, but you'll be awake. Trust me.
Yeah, it's the Sandman 2.0. Put you to sleep.
Yeah.
Bro, what is one thing about the game people got fucked up?
One thing, like, you got to stop believing everything you see and everything you hear. Everything you see and hear is not the same thing as what they know. They was saying, this whole game is a fucking game for real. Like, this shit ain't real. Like, some of this shit ain't real. Like, people think everything is real. Just like what old boy doing that told on people, that shit ain't real. He just doing that for a ploy to get more money. He rolling around with informants. He rolling around with special agents. Nigga, he not rolling around with no gangsters and all. It may look like he rolling around with special agents, but that's guarding, that's watching him, bro. When he out there for 10 minutes or whatever. So everything you see and hear is not real. Like, everything you know, that shit is fake.
Come on, them is paid views, but that ain't none of my business.
Yes.
Bruh, actually, I'm going to take a pause on the entertainment question. I'm going to go into my three segments. I got an awareness segment, and I'm going to hit you with it. And, you know, I asked all my guests this question. It's about police interaction.
Mm-hmm.
I asked my guests, when was the last time they were pulled over?
Yeah.
And what's some advice they can give to people in the situation of being pulled over?
Okay.
Hit me.
I was just pulled over, like, 3 weeks ago. Basically, with everything that's going on and being a black man in society, I definitely do not want to get on cops bad side. I don't. Like, no matter how bad I want to, but I don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just cooperate, like, not cooperate with the police, but I cooperate, like, put your hand on the wheel, put your hand down, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that I don't get killed, so nobody get hurt, nothing like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what us young black males don't understand. Like, these cops is out here to kill us. Like, we fucked up, you know what I'm saying? Like, so you just gotta cooperate when you get pulled over. Just tell, like, you know what I'm saying? Now, if they tell you to do some crazy shit or some rocky shit, then you got the right, you have all the right to say something or tweak or whatever you wanna do. But other than that, man, just put your hand on that stairwell, man. Just listen, like, you know what I'm saying? So we don't keep having casualties and victims. You know what I'm saying? We having victims. Fuck casualty, we having victims. Like, facts. You know what I'm saying? Like, so when they pull me over, man, what's up, man? Let's do this. Let's get me out of here. Write my tickets up. Let me go about my merry way. I ain't got time to argue with you, talk to you, like, get loud with you. You don't got no right to get loud with me now. You got some cops that do get loud with you, but you got to know how to do it. Like, officer, calm down. Like, you know what I'm saying? It ain't that serious. It ain't my license and registration. You know what I'm saying? Just cooperate the right way so you can get the fuck up on about your day. You know what I'm saying? It's fuck 12, but just cooperate with them to get on about your day when you getting pulled on.
The key to that is he telling you get through it as quickly as possible.
Man, get the fuck about it.
That's it. Nah, bro, I swear, like, knowledge is power, but when you use that knowledge, it's a superpower. Right. And you feel me? In them situations, to de-escalate and escalate your maneuver up out of here will save you every time.
Every time.
So, nah, I appreciate your testimony, bro. So I got this next segment. It's called Trading Places. It's like that movie, you know, Dan Aykroyd, Eddie Murphy, they wake up and they swap. And a little splash of Freaky Friday, but I call it Trading Places. I take two iconic lives, we swap them, and we talk about it. I got Master P, Trading Places with Ron Artest. Question number one, will it work?
Hell no. That's two different people. Nah, hell no. It won't work.
Tell me why you can't see it work.
Because I don't really know of Ron Artest's backstory.
Uh-huh.
I just know he's a basketball player. He punched on some people. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day. Y'all remember that shit when Ron Artest punched on them niggas? But he was in the club. Yeah, he was just punching on people and shit. That's all I remember. I don't really know his backstory. I know he's probably a good dude.
So he's just a hooper, bro, that took the situation of you know, continuing hooping.
Yeah.
And I feel like I take the comparison because one, Master P ain't no one to play with.
Yeah.
Two, Master P, he's from New Orleans, but he also from Richmond. So it's like they got that Bay and the South in them. And like you got Ron Artest, he's from New York. He really came on the light on the East Coast, moved to the West Coast, got a ring. And you know, I feel like if they were to swap, I don't feel like none of the things would have changed.
Damn,
you're
right.
Because Ron Artest rap, and he didn't decide to take his rap career until after he got done with it, being Metta World Peace.
Yeah, fact. Yeah, the way you put it, it's like, that's dope.
Shit, what would one thing be different if they swapped?
One thing that would be different, like, I think Master P going to be doing movies and shit. And Master P would be in the NBA more and shit, like, he would have been still in the NBA when he played with the Raptors. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Nah, bro, you survived my Trading Places segment.
Yeah.
I got this next segment. It's called Impulse Q&A. You feel me? It's pretty much questions from like a fan perspective. Yeah. And you answer with impulse. All right, you cool. Don't like the question, it's all good. Say pass. Cool. But I want you to answer three questions.
All right, cool.
Let's go. Question number one. You're on a 10-hour flight. Who you riding with, dead or alive, and what y'all chopping it up about?
My wife. Love my wife. And go with my wife, love and life. Chopping up about love and life.
Happy wife, happy life. It's a real thing. Real, real thing.
You talking about sex too, because I need some of that pussy.
He said 10-hour flight. We ain't playing. It's a, what is it? What is it? 6,000 feet, 50,000 feet?
I'm fucking on there.
He said, it's Mando, 10 hours. Fuck that. Question number two. I know you got a baby on the way. Congratulations, thank brother. You. What's the funniest thing you seen a kid do?
The funniest thing I've seen a kid do? My baby brother, he took a shit on himself one time when he was real little. And he took a shit, I had to wipe his ass. He's 19 now and shit, but he took a shit and like put his hand in it and like, it was like touching that motherfucker. He was like, it just was like mushing in his hand. Then he's like, is it a brownie? I'm like, nigga, there ain't no brownie. Right, top man?
Damn.
Now he's mushing that bitch in his hand like this. Like, what's this? What is this? Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, he was like, he had it in his hand like this. Like, he said that bitch was a brownie.
Question number three. What is one thing you recommend everyone tries at least once?
All you boys out there, all you men out there that's having sex and shit, unprotected sex, don't get checked for chlamydia.
Facts. He said try that at least once.
Yeah, once. Go get checked for chlamydia. Because us being young men, we don't get checked, and we like to fuck them women raw, you know? So we don't get checked. We can keep it raw in this bitch, right?
Absolutely.
It's yeah, they don't like to, when they fuck, like, because I know me, like, back then before my wife, like, I wasn't using rubber like that, you know what I'm saying? Being dumb, so I advise everybody to use, like, protection. You know what I'm saying? Use protection, nigga. I know you want to feel like a cat and swimming that motherfucker with no scuba diver gear on, but remember that come with a price, nigga.
Man.
Baby, come in here.
Baby, some burning feelings, some shit you don't want.
Uh-huh.
Get you some protection.
Man, I know that motherfucker feel good because pussy feel good. Ooh, that shit feel good. Damn. That motherfucker feel good.
On everything.
That's the best shit in the world.
Bro, I promise you.
My nigga, that's promise the best you. Motherfucker.
It changed your whole attitude.
My nigga, you'll be mad, you get something mad, you cool. You like, I'm good. You know what I'm saying?
Let the day go.
Yeah, that pussy will do something to you.
Bro, you ran through my 3-impulse Q&A real easy. I got a bonus question for you. It's a hustler question. If you were to go to a third world country, and you only got one item to sell to get back, which third world country would you go to, and what are you selling to get back?
What am I selling to get back?
Uh-huh.
What you mean?
You can sell anything to get back. Personally, like, you feel me, I go to Afghanistan and sell some oxycodones, and you feel me, I get back in the day. Give me like 2 bottles, I get back in the day.
Now give me some socks, nigga. Now give me some socks, I sell a million of them bitches. It's kabibble. Whatever that shit. I sell a million, I get back, nigga. I sell 100 bitches. They gonna buy these socks. These shit for show socks, nigga. Fuck you, man.
He said, get back. Bro, you survived my awareness segment, survived my trading places segment, and my impulse Q&A with the bonus question. Right. It's time to, you know, promote. It's a reward. Let's promote. What you working on? What you excited for? What everybody need to tune themselves into?
Basically, go subscribe to my YouTube. Fatboy SSC, go subscribe to me and my wife YouTube, Fatboy and Tiana. I'm working on my album right now. I'm like 7 tracks in. It's like 70% done.
Mm.
We just working and putting everything together. We got ideas. The album is called The Biggest Heart Bombs. It's dropping like probably in the September, October. I got my daughter on the way. She about to drop any minute now, you know what I'm saying? Just work. Got a couple movie offers. Yes, sir. I got my lung smacker, my cannabis brand going crazy. Like I said before, smoke right. You know what I'm saying? Get your lungs right with lung smacker. You know what I'm saying?
Facts, yeah.
It's going crazy.
Man, normally I have a segment, you know, I shout out all my dedicated fathers. And you feel me? You just about there. And so, you know, I definitely want to take my hat off to you. Shake your hand.
You a father too?
Yes, sir.
How many kids you got?
I got 2. I got a son and a daughter. 6-year-old, 3-year-old.
Oh, God bless them.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. True and holy.
How many you playing more? You plan on having?
That's it.
You done? You ain't sitting up the club no more?
Nah, bro. I mean, it's
you still shoot up the club, nigga.
I'm married, man.
Me too.
It's shut down, you feel me? We shut down shop. You know, it was either get clipped and I ain't finna get clipped. I tell her to her face, I do it for you, but I ain't finna get clipped. She got her shit. It's burned.
Did she tired?
Yeah, it's gone. It's over. We had our 2. We finna give them everything. And you know, that's how it's gonna be. Yes, sir.
What's up, though? You got 2, though.
Yeah, it's a blessing. So, bro, what's long term? What's next?
Basically, I'm starting my own. I'm doing a podcast. I want to start my own television company, my own agency. I'm coming out with my own sneakers. I want to come out with my own book bags. You know what I'm saying? I want to make panties for women. You know what I'm saying? Yes, sir.
He said all the feel goods.
Yeah, facts.
All the feel goods.
Yeah, I want to make my own salt pepper. Shit, I'm becoming crazy. I'm serious.
He said real flavors across the board. So, bro, you know this, my show is different. It's unique.
I fuck with your show, man. Shout out to you, man.
Salute, bro. I normally close my show out like this, and you feel me? The viewers knows it's coming. I'm about to hit you with it. You got any questions for me?
Basically, where you from?
I'm from L.A.
You from L.A.? So you wasn't nothing to get down here.
I live in Bakersfield now, so it's like 2 hours away. I'm trying to move back. You know, once you live here, you grow up, and then you go to college, you figure out it costs like a motherfucker to be here.
Shit.
So you readjust the way you think, readjust the way you move, and then you try to work your way back up here.
You see your kids live in Bakersfield too?
Yeah.
You got a house out there and shit?
Yes, sir.
No, that's dope, man. God bless you too, you and your partners and the whole podcast that you got.
Thank you.
I hope it goes crazy. If I come on the show again, let me know.
Yes, sir.
I got my episode locked in and when my album drop. Come on. He told me.
If not, it's going to be delayed when it's supposed to drop. Yeah, it's going to drop when the album drops. You hear me?
Facts. Biggie's Heart Vibes coming soon. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. It's Contrast Uncut. It's season 3, episode 6. Man, big shout outs to Uncle Snoop's Army, Bobby D Presents. I appreciate you, brothers. I wouldn't be able to do incredibly dope shit like interview Fatboy SSE, talk about some history, and you know, spread some knowledge and drop some gems like some diamonds dancing out the sky.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate you, brother.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you for having me.
Yes,
shout out to Snoop. Shout out Bobby D. You already know, this your boy Fatboy SSE dropping history, you know what I'm saying?
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? On some level, entrepreneurship, you know what I'm saying? Somebody calling me.
A lot of money call.
I don't want to answer, though, but if it ain't about no dough, I'm not answering. You got to wait.
Hey. Feel like I'm the one, bum, skibbity bum. Quest love on a drum from the roots of Black Thug. Are you Bishop or you kill on the roof for the juice? CL Smooth, you got me reminiscing over you. I had the 1G regulate. Wasn't that a really fucking good episode? I agree. Make sure you hit the like button down below. You hit that subscribe button that's red and white. Turn on your notifications and leave some comments. Follow the people involved. You can follow the show at The Contrast Uncut. You can follow the host at DJ Juan Dollars.
Don't forget me.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you follow my producer at The Real Kev Kent. Don't forget about Bobby D Presents or Uncle Snoop's Army.
The clothes.
Oh, yeah. The fresh merch. Everything I got on, there'll be a link for you to buy the stuff. Fresh merch. Go ahead. Follow them as well. Fresh Organics. Thank you, everybody involved. Shout out to everybody that does the music. King Dreams. Because of you, featuring my guy Mars. Shout out to JP Bangs for making the intro and being the music supervisor. And big shout out to Sequence for laying that incredible intro. Thank you, everybody involved.